This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio this evening, you've got Ian here.
The wise janitor, Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
So I teased this one last hour. We actually didn't get to it because of your calls, which is always a good thing here on Free Talk Live, so feel free to keep them coming. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Just send a contact request via Skype first. It'll be approved, and it'll be easy to get you on from that point forward. But I was talking briefly last hour about the kind of the continuing failure of the newspaper business to stay relevant, to stay profitable. I mean, it's tough. As we were just discussing with Greg in New York in the last hour, discussing the idea of decentralization and how it's being applied in a lot of different places. Of course, Bitcoin, this decentralized currency, great example of how decentralization can disrupt old technology, in this case the old money system, the banking system. With the world, with the internet, that has disrupted old media, whereas, you know, it used to be that there were certain gatekeepers in the media world. If you, you know, if you owned a newspaper, you were a gatekeeper. If you wanted, you know, you hired people to write for you, presumably you would hire people who would probably have a specific editorial viewpoint that you wanted to promote. I mean, come on, let's be honest, that everybody in the newsroom has a viewpoint. So, yeah, that's the way it went. Television stations, of course, originally there were a few. Technology like cable and satellite gave more bandwidth, more ability to avoid the FCC's control, and more ability to create other channels. That's why there are hundreds of channels today. But then the internet expanded that even further. So instead of hundreds of cable channels, now there are countless, I mean, just unlimited numbers of YouTube videos.
Millions?
maybe billions at this point. I mean, there's probably millions uploaded every minute to YouTube. I don't know what the current statistics are, but I remember
the last time
I looked at them, they were pretty mind-bending, the amount of gigabytes per minute that are being uploaded to YouTube's servers, and all of that's being retained. It's not like YouTube has placed some sort of, well, this hasn't been watched in a while, so we're going to take it offline policy, which they could do if they wanted to.
They just don't.
They just keep piling it in there. So now there's more choices in the video world than ever before. There's more choices in the audio universe than ever before. It can be argued that Free Talk Live would not exist were it not for the internet. There's a solid argument for that. We've built our business on the back of the internet. Now, you know, maybe we could have broken into the old media in the past and done it without the internet, but I don't think it would have been possible because our success is really dependent on connecting directly with our listeners, like with the Free Talk Live AMP program, having listeners like you support the show for $5 a month, and then we can take that and invest it into doing more radio industry advertising and help get on more radio stations around the country.
Right. Like, a lot of people think that Free Talk Live was somehow a podcast that made it into radio.
No.
And that is an inaccurate statement. However, there's some accuracy in it in sort of the feel of it. Free Talk Live has always been a radio program, but we needed the internet to connect directly to people, the spread out people that have the ideas of liberty, that understood these things. And we needed their support initially. So we were a radio program, but we were also a podcast, and it sort of supported us early on. And so it was important.
I learned about Free Talk Live on the internet, and the first episode of Free Talk Live that I ever heard was downloaded from the internet.
Of course, and that's the way a lot of people come into this program, but thankfully, old media is helping us as well because we are on over 160 licensed, FCC-licensed radio stations around the country, and they still have listeners, so that's another
Thank
way
goodness.
To...
Thank goodness, yeah. They've got a lot of listeners.
Yeah, I just want to be wherever the listeners are.
Majority of them, still.
I don't care how they're listening. I just want them to have the opportunity to hear the show and decide whether they like it for themselves. Now, unfortunately, the newsrooms of the world, you know, radio stations are still out there. They're kind of having a tougher time than they used to in the past as far as selling advertising and doing their business. Television stations, obviously, they're having a little bit more of a difficult time. But those two technologies are still relatively somewhat relevant to people today, to folks that have older habits. Even though, you know, you could argue that radio and television or broadcast television specifically are becoming less relevant to the youth of America, there's a solid argument for that.
I think less relevant, but still many young people are finding their new music on the radio, according to the polls that are out there. So I think that a lot of people think that broadcast is less relevant today than it in fact is.
I think that could be true. Certainly people that are ensconced within the new media may think that about old media, and they don't realize how many users are still there. But newspapers, it can't be argued. There's no argument at all. They are flailing for relevance and flailing to keep their profits, flailing to keep their customers who are literally dying off. Here's a story from The Independent over in the UK about the Times and their newsroom. Almost as if the digital revolution never happened, the newsroom of the Times, I suspect that's the Times of London, once again resounds to the clatter of the old-fashioned typewriter. Nearly three decades after Rupert Murdoch's UK newspaper publisher revolutionized the industry by moving to Wapping and ending the hot metal era, his flagship title has reintroduced the distinctive sound of Old Fleet Street. To the surprise of Times journalists, a tall speaker on a stand has been erected in the newsroom to pump out typewriter sounds. They say to increase energy levels and help reporters hit deadlines.
You've got to be kidding me.
I can't even believe this is real. The Telegraph, I mean, The Independent isn't this isn't like The Onion. This isn't satire. The audio begins with the gentle patter of a single typewriter and slowly builds to a crescendo, with the keys of ranks of machines hammering down as the paper's print edition is due to go to press. The development, which was described as a trial today by publisher News UK, has caused some bemusement among journalists, one of whom tried unsuccessfully to turn the sound off. The idea is one of a series of experiments introduced as the Times and other News UK titles have departed Wapping for new offices. That's a location for new offices in the Baby Shard London Bridge in South London. The Times initiative coincides with a revival of interest in the typewriter, a trend which the newspaper reflected on page 3 today with a report on how actor Tom Hanks has developed the Hanks Writer app, which simulates the sound of an old-fashioned typewriter and has gone to the top of the iTunes App Store in the United States. Is this true? Has Tom Hanks created a typewriter app for iPhones? Can someone fact check this for me, please? So bizarre.
This is bizarre. I'm agog at this weird article.
Hanks, it noted, can tell the difference between
Look at the date on this. Is it April 1st?
No, this is Tuesday, the 26th of August, 2014.
All right.
Hanks, it noted, can tell. Look this up, please. Hanks Writer, H-A-N-X, second word, writer, as normal. Hanks, it noted, can tell the difference between the sounds of an Olivetti, a Remington, and a Royal typewriter model. Whether the journalists of the Times feel a similar...
New York Times, what makes the Hanks Writer click?
Let's find out more about that in a moment. Whether journalists on the Times feel a sense of nostalgia is unclear. George Brock, former journalist from the Times and professor of journalism at the university at City University in London, said the sound was unlikely to rekindle memories among current staff. He said typewriters disappeared from newsrooms in the late 1980s. There will be very few people there who remember the noise of massed bands of typewriters in the newsroom. We'll have to find out whether a crescendo of noise will make reporters work better or faster. I just think this is such a bizarre story because it just shows the old method of, like it strikingly shows the ridiculous old ways of thinking that apply in old media. Like, these guys just don't get it. I understand that, you know, you're having issues with your reporters who are probably in their 20s, just fresh out of college, probably sitting on their phones too long or too often, texting or playing Flappy Bird or whatever it is that that they're doing. And I imagine that's damaging productivity. There's more to distract people with digital technology these days. But
yes,
I don't think
they're supposed to be efficiency builders. They should be doing as much as any other reporter has ever done.
But the idea that the sounds of old technology, the sounds of typewriters echoing throughout the newsroom, is going to somehow bring up productivity to the point where, you know, they're going to turn the business around or at least see some sort of positive motion in some way. It's unbelievable to me. Your thoughts are welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The two big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and explore the features you'll find there completely free. One of those features is a free pound of coffee from BuzzBox.
That's right. You go to coffee.freetalklive.com. You can get a free pound of coffee. Just any old coffee, either. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica beans. And I love it. I drink BuzzBox coffee every day. I think it's awesome. As a matter of fact, now that I'm mentioning it, I think I'm going to go make some during the break. It's going to be awesome. But one thing that's wonderful about BuzzBox is not only are you getting great-tasting coffee, the kind of coffee you drink every – well, you don't drink every coffee. You drink coffee every day. This is better than the coffee you drink every day. But since you drink coffee every day, you can also use this as an opportunity to give. Instead of giving to some charity that's going to just, do some things for some poor people and give them a handout, you can give them a hand up. This is a microloan. And for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we're able to give another microloan to another family. And that allows them to have a better life. I don't know whether it's a plow or fishing equipment or, restaurant equipment or what they need in order to make their life better, in order to, make their business profitable. I don't know what it is. They do, however. And that's why I support BuzzBox Coffee, and you can too, by simply going to get a free pound at coffee.freetalklive.com and continuing to get your coffee there through the subscription program. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
So we were talking about a kind of ridiculous idea to attempt to increase the productivity in the newsroom over at the Times of London. They literally, according to the Independent, independent.co.uk, literally have a speaker in the newsroom that is pumping out the sounds of typewriters.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I think it's fine. I'm sure I'd be okay with it, just as long as the loop is
long enough,
longer than 5 seconds or something. It'd drive me crazy, if I heard the same loop over and over again. But then again, I could be sitting there instead of working, just trying to find a pattern and trying to see if it was a loop or not. I could see myself getting hypnotized by something like that.
It likely has to be a loop unless it's somehow randomly generated. But anyway,
seems unlikely.
They seem to really be doing this. And then the article goes into this kind of similar bizarre area of mentioning this Tom Hanks developed app, which apparently is the top of the iTunes App Store, according to the Independent. It's not because it's useful. It's because it's a fad, I guess. The Hanks Writer app. Now, Mark, you pulled up more information about this, right?
Yeah, well, I'm looking right here at the itunes.apple.com. It's got the screenshot, and, it looks like a computer-generated picture of a typewriter, sort of the way you would see it if you were looking at it from the front, if you were using it. It's set up so that you can type on it, so there's some modification. But I'm sure that it has the little clicking noises, and when you hit the return, that the little bar thing goes over. It's like a manual, not like a Selectric. And I typed papers on these things. I don't know if you ever had this experience, but I had to type school papers on these things. And I remember, the ribbon and changing out the ribbon and using the arm thing. And
yeah, you got to come at that key from about 3 inches away to make sure you
slam it down.
You got the force necessary.
As a young person, you do. You really sort of have to I was much more of a hunter and pecker back then than I am today. But, yeah, you had to have some finger strength to really work a typewriter.
Mm-hmm.
According to this story over at the CBC News, cbc.ca, about the Hanks Writer app, apparently it is for iPad. I don't know if that means it will work on the iPhone. I presume that it will. I think there's cross-compatibility there.
It would work there.
I don't know if Android users have the ability to do that.
I don't think it would work on either an iPhone or an Android.
Well, it says it was developed for the iPad, so I don't know. Again, maybe there's going to be an Android app.
It's a size issue.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So actor Tom Hanks has created a free app that attempts to recreate the look, sound, and experience of typing on a typewriter on your iPad. Hanks, two-time Oscar winner for Philadelphia and Forrest Gump, and then he goes on through another laundry list of some of his movies, developed Hanks Writer in partnership with the creative agency HitSense. A clacking sound accompanies the appearance of each letter on a sheet of paper that slides across the screen as you type using the app. He said in a Q&A session on Twitter with the App Store on Thursday when it launched, quote, I wanted to have the sensation of an old manual typewriter. I wanted the sound of typing, if nothing else. Documents.
I wanted it.
Yep. And he can afford to hire programmers to make it. Documents created with the app can be emailed, printed, and shared. On the iTunes Store, the popular app has earned a rating of 4.5 out of 5 stars. One description on the website for HitSense says, quote, the typewriter experience not only provides tactile pleasure, but you can feel the rhythm of your work with each shook-shook or fit-fit.
Yeah, I think that that's what people are going to like about it, is it sort of has that, it's nostalgic, it's fun to play with, but I don't think this is going to replace word processors.
No, I don't think so either. I mean, this...
Word processing programs, or whatever it's called.
I mean, I have to wonder, what is the average amount of time someone's spending with this app? Would you just install it and tap a few keys? Oh, isn't that cute? And then quit using the app?
I mean, really? About that would be my guess.
HitSense says Hanks lent the company 3 vintage typewriters from his personal collection.
Oh, he's a typewriter collector. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That were a fantastic source of inspiration, they said. The company also created 3 fonts crafted after the ink blot letters generated by several vintage typewriters. So, I wonder what old Tom Hanks had to pay for this app to be developed.
I don't know, but he likes it and doesn't matter.
$50,000?
It could be. You know, once you said that he's a typewriter collector,
that
it brought up
it
in my
you,
mind, I kind of like old radios. I've never purchased one.
Like an old vacuum tube radio? Like a gigantic
those things.
Thing from the 1920s or whenever they were coming out?
I like them. I like even better... real audio systems that look like old radios. I like those even better. You know, like you push the button and the CD thing slides out or whatever. You can the little USBs hidden where you can plug in your iPad, that kind of thing.
They have those?
Yeah, they absolutely have things like that. But so, I mean, what I realize there is this isn't that unusual in the sense that, yeah, it's just to make something more attractive or whatever. And if people use this, then they use it. But I don't think they're going to use it too much. That would be my guess.
And I could see some hipster a-holes who are trying to draw attention.
I don't even have any relationship to that. I don't know what that means. Because
aren't hipsters supposed to do things that are ironic and... that kind of thing?
All I know is that I've met a couple of hipsters that ride bicycles with no gears.
Mm-hmm.
And
I thought it was no brakes.
No gears.
And no brakes?
Why would they not have brakes?
I don't know, but I could have
sworn it. It's the back brake thing. They're probably doing the brake like you had on your bicycle when you were a kid, as opposed to the hand
brakes. Where you pedal backwards?
I think the real hipster bike, though, actually does not have even kind of brake.
I think you're correct about that, Johnny Ray. That's what I've heard. I've heard hipster bikes are brakeless.
Okay, and that doesn't make any sense to me, but I have seen them with no gears, and you would have to actually pay more money to get a bike that has no gears than you would that an adult can ride. Than you would to get a bike that has 10 gears. Like, all bikes come with, like, 10 or 12 or 15 gears now, and you have to pay extra to not have them. And so this, to me, I can't use any word. I want to use a better, nicer word than this besides stupid, but, it's the word that's coming to mind for me.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You take control here. This is Free Talk Live.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With 4, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on the phones. You can join us via Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. And if you need focus and are feeling fatigued and trying to get that extra edge when it counts, check out modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall, so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about modafinil from modup.net, how it's making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge that they need. At modup.net, they make it affordable for everyone to take advantage of the benefits of modafinil by being 80 to 85% lower in price than the brand name. But don't mistake low prices for an inferior quality. They ensure that purity and potency are consistent to that of the branded version. Now remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It is your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. Go to modup.net and pay with Bitcoin to get a 33% discount, which is a huge deal. Plus, to make the deal even better, use code FTL. You'll get 10 free tablets with your order. Again, code FTL, modup.net. That's M-O-D-U-P, modup.net. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. So the Detroit situation also continues to deteriorate, much like the newspapers of America, which are hemorrhaging cash and failing miserably in a lot of cases, although there's an exception, I think, for the weekly freebie papers. They seem to be doing all right. The daily newspapers are the ones that are having trouble. Detroit is similarly hemorrhaging people. People are leaving Detroit, and as a result of people leaving Detroit, the government there cannot collect as much in property taxes as they are used to collecting. Because of all the people leaving, the property prices have gone spiraling down in value in a lot of neighborhoods in Detroit. So even those who actually still are living in Detroit aren't living in houses that are worth a fraction, basically, of what they were 20 or 30 years ago. And so, you know, that, of course, means fewer property taxes are coming in from those remaining properties that are on the tax rolls.
And half the people aren't paying, as we've read, too.
Right. They've just decided, screw it. I mean, it's just not worth paying for it at this point. They're not getting the services that they've been promised they're going to get. We've read articles within the last couple of years about how all of the streetlights, not all of them, but about 40 to 50% of them, are completely non-functioning, either because they've been shot out or they've just burned out and the city's never been able to get around to fixing them. They don't have a budget for doing that. The city owes money on its power bill, so it can't even pay. Even if it could fix the streetlights, they can't pay the bill to feed power to the streetlights. The city in some places has shut down police offices to where you can only come in during regular business hours rather than what it was, which was 24/7. So if you had a crime to report at 3 in the morning, you could go in. Now you've got to wait until 9 or 8 or whenever it is they open up in the morning hours. So people are starting to arm up.
That's Monday through Friday. Crime occurs on the weekends.
I don't know if it was Monday through Friday or all seven, but either way, people are starting to arm up as a result of the police not responding to calls, which I'm sure has happened for a while there in Detroit. But even the Detroit police chief has admitted that he thinks that it's a good idea for people to arm themselves because he knows his officers can't get there in any reasonable amount of time or at all. So those are just a couple of examples of some of the ways that Detroit has sort of been falling apart at the seams. We talked recently about, of course, there's the whole bankruptcy thing as well. I didn't mention that. The city is bankrupt and they're in this process, which is very lengthy. It involves lawsuits, unions suing the city over trying to get pensions or trying to hold on to pensions. Because, you know, the question is, if the city's in dire financial straits, how the hell are they going to pay all these pension obligations that they have?
They're not.
Yeah, so there's a lot of wrangling in kind of the legal realm about this, and all the while, the people of Detroit are having a tough time as well. Because, as you might imagine, since the government there in Detroit is having a difficult time existing and continuing. You know, they're there. I mean, there's plenty of government bureaucrats there in Detroit, but it's getting difficult. You know, the financial squeeze has been put on this city and the people that work there. And so because the government is being squozen, they're, of course, in turn squeezing, squeezed. The government is being squeezed.
No, I like squozen.
Yes, I think squozen is.
So they, of course, are putting the squeeze to the people as well. And people in this town, they're having a tough time making ends meet. And if you're having a tough time making ends meet, maybe you won't be able to pay your water bill. According to Reuters, controversial water shutoffs in Detroit will resume today after a month-long moratorium to allow delinquent customers to catch up with past due bills, said city officials. The bankrupt city's water authority attracted unwanted international attention earlier this summer when it launched an aggressive effort to cut service to customers who were months behind or owed thousands of dollars. The campaign, intended to deal with a $90 million backlog in unpaid bills, prompted accusations that it was unfair to the poor. During the moratorium, Detroit's water and sewerage department...
See, now you have a right to water coming to your home. Interesting, huh?
Was returned to city control after nearly a year of oversight under the state-appointed emergency financial manager. The city then implemented an additional payment plan that allowed customers to pay at least 10% of a delinquent bill and spread the remaining balance over 2 years. More than 25,000 customers are enrolled in at least one of their payment plans, up from 17,000 when the moratorium began, said the water department in a statement. Quote, the goal of the shutoff moratorium was always to give as many city residents as possible a chance to get current on their water bill, said the mayor. A city water fair on Saturday was held to help people avoid shutoffs by enrolling in a payment plan, drew more than 1,300 people. Water Department spokesbureaucrat said to Reuters he did not have an estimate on how many water customers are at risk of a shutoff. And outside initiatives also have aided needy customers, including a website that allows anonymous donors to pay past due bills. Now, that's an interesting idea, you know, rather than just sort of letting everybody slide on this one. There are, you know, people that are coming in to help people out that are in need. Hey, people are going to be, they're going to have their water shut off.
It is interesting.
What do you know? The market responded. Now, unfortunately, they don't actually give us the name of the website they're talking about here, so we can't actually send you over there to help out. But I'm sure if you look around, you might be able to find it. Detroit water bills are due, and they're going to be shutting people off starting earlier today. One of the site's creators tweeted the campaign has currently raised more than $100,000 so far. And the department has shut off water to over 7,000 customers for non-payment in June and restored service to over 3,000 customers. They also found over 200 illegal water hookups. Well, guys, what do you think about this? I mean, you've got a situation where people are having a tough time paying their bills. Should they have their water shut off?
It's textbook. When governments have money problems, they always shut off the services that are the most important to people. You know, when we
and that's the idea of government having the services is because so that essentially, well, these things where private companies can't actually make money, we'll turn it over to the government. Or the private companies may make more money than they should, so we'll turn it over to the government. You know, these ideas, that's what, you know, puts them in the hands of the government in the first place.
Yeah, during some of the federal shutdowns, they make a point of closing down the offices where they know people are going to come, like the World War II monuments, the parks, and so forth. They know people are going to come, and they can make a big show of their displeasure with what's happening with policy by shutting down these programs that are so popular. In Ferguson, on the first few nights when there was the looting going on, the police were not out there stopping the looters because that's dangerous, but later, they were happy to march through the city in a show of force, throwing tear gas into people's backyards and so forth.
All right, so you guys didn't really answer my question. We'll come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. How do you handle this water situation in Detroit? It's a mess, and people, you know, obviously don't want people to die of thirst. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox Coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I
noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. What to do in Detroit, where people, presumably thousands of them, may be having their water shut off because, well, they haven't been paying their bill. Now, you should pay your bills, obviously, when they, you know, when they're due. That's what a responsible thing to do is, and there's a good argument to be made. These people are not very responsible individuals, and, you know, we can get into that a little bit deeper here. Would love to invite you to comment on what you think the situation, or what should be done about this situation, where thousands of households are presumably in arrears by, in some cases, thousands of dollars. And how do you deal with that? Because at the same time, you don't really want to see people dying of thirst in the streets, right? So your ideas are welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So we continue here with your calls and thoughts. We've got John. He's in St. George listening to KZNU. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. Hey. Actually using a different name because sometimes these things, other people listen on the radio, and it's not exactly the funnest job I have as a utility billing supervisor, the one that makes the decisions whether or not somebody gets turned on or turned off if they don't pay. Mm. And I thought it would be good to throw a perspective in there. I work for municipal government, but I am a libertarian. I'm not necessarily one that believes in zero government, but I do believe in as much liberty as we can get now, and that's why I want to affect me. So ultimately, the position I wanted to share with you guys is, in my city of about 25,000 residents here in Utah, we have anywhere from about 150 to 300 people that are disconnected for non-payment. And this, our government handles both water and power, okay? And
okay.
What we
both
do
water and
we
power.
Wow, that's unusual.
Yeah, you don't hear that every day.
Half of our district, like half of our city, there's actual a co-op owned company where it's like a kind of credit union type scenario where all the members are like, you know, co-operators of their utility. And so that makes it a little bit difficult because you have one company that's a privately held company. You have one that's a city held company, but both reside in the same city. So we have a differential in price and things like that. But it does create an interesting dynamic because both in the private sector and in the public sector, we both have to disconnect for non-payment because this is an issue. Meaning some people out of 25,000 in our city have about 200 to 300 each month or 150 to 300 each month that don't pay. Okay.
Yep.
And so the idea is, like, what do we do with these people? Generally, they get shut off after 60 days of non-payment. That means 2 months of use. Okay? Mm-hmm.
That's about 1%, by the way, of the total population.
Exactly. We're not talking about a big deal now. Now, out of that proportion of people, okay, you have maybe 10% of them that have true, identifiable, real need. And what I mean by that is it's interesting, when you shut somebody up that really, really has need, they will come to you over and over and over and find a way, somehow, any way to get help. And we will verify it through charitable organizations, through leaders, through neighbors, et cetera, and we can really find help for them. But then there's this other
thing. So, like the example, hold on, just before you go on. An example of somebody who truly needs help would be someone who was just recently crippled. You know, they lost their job. Some sort of dramatic thing has happened in their life that has depleted their resources, their bank account, and they really have nothing to go on. All their family's dead. They're homeless, you know, that kind of thing. Or they were homeless.
I would classify like that. Major illness, like complete financial ruin, like a house burned down, and they've been displaced, but yet they still need to pay the utility bill in this new apartment that they're in.
And the other 90%, so those were 10%, you said, of the folks that are in arrears.
Who are these people that don't need water?
The other 90% are basically losers, right? I mean, these are the people who are drug addicts.
Not at all losers. They're average people like you and me, but the difference is maybe they manage their finances different and prioritize their expenses difference in their life.
Well, they're prioritizing cigarettes and alcohol, right? I mean, come on. These are the people who they're poor for a reason.
I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about things like they'll prioritize maybe a cell phone, or maybe they're talking their transportation is more valuable than their water. Well, because ultimately, you know, I would say almost every single one of them come in with a cell phone connection and with some type of phone. And that, to me, is a hard thing to watch because I think to myself, geez, water and power to me and my family are the most important thing. But to them, for whatever reason, they prioritize that because they still have a connection. And last time I checked, I mean, if you're 45 days late on your Verizon cell phone, I mean, you're going to be shut off for that.
Yep.
And so my idea is like, I want
hold on. I'd like to dispute this for a second. So I had my water shut off, and it was I got a shut off notice. Now, it didn't matter to me because I wasn't living in the house and hadn't lived in it for some time. It was up for sale, and I wasn't living in the state. I felt like I'm not paying a water bill for a place where I have the water actually shut off. Like, I had gone to the place, turned it on, and, like, I was being charged by the county, I believe, for
there's a minimum, right?
Right. They're like, for the possibility that I might choose to go and turn the handle and actually use water that I'm not using. So how many of those people are that?
Okay, so there's no one being disconnected for base charges only. There's no one in my city that's ever disconnected for that. They're only disconnected when there's actual usage or consumption considered. Okay?
Okay.
So that means current consumption. That doesn't mean like, okay, a month ago they had consumption, this month they don't have anything. Some cities and some, you know, private industry, et cetera, they have different rules and laws and administrative regulation that allows them to lien property, to disconnect, to do interesting things, interesting tools, and make you pay for base charges even though you don't live there. In my city, I don't believe in that. We don't have those laws. Petition the council to make sure that we don't have that, and we don't. We don't do that. We're really just trying to collect for the portion that is actually being used. That's it.
So you were going to say before Mark jumped in there, you had an idea.
These people keep coming back each month, guys, is what I want to kind of get out there. I want to get this perspective that these same people on my list, I know them by name. I know who they are. They know who I am. we discuss. I mean, my disconnection day was today, guys. And out of the 139 people that we had on our power only list, I'd say I know 75 to 80% of them. And I'm not kidding me when I say that. And they know me. And my issue is, this is a great burden. It's a great deal of resource and time and effort it takes to send my workers out there to disconnect, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, oh, yeah, I forgot. I need to pay. They eventually come up with money. And I would say 90% of them, again, all of those people that I know, get the power on before the end of the day. But we have the same scenario, which it takes an interruption of service to get these guys to come in and make their payment.
To get their attention.
Yep, they deserve a service charge.
Basically, and, we thought about better ways of doing it, like putting notices out, like text messaging. We allow them to, you know, we're coming out with some new technology that can pay by phone. But anyway, I wanted to make sure that you guys knew that, like, we don't want to disconnect anybody. Honestly, I don't. And I don't think most municipalities want to do it. It's a great deal of burden and resource. And it sometimes it gets really heated. I mean, some people get really, really angry with you.
Oh, I bet.
But, I don't know, guys. It's a hard thing. I think it's a thing that's necessary, and I don't necessarily know, you know, using force to do it, meaning saying, hey, we're going to shut off your lifeblood, your home, if you don't pay. If I don't go to the gas station and I don't have money and I can't get gas inside my car either, and to me, that's almost equitable with my lifeblood, because that's the way I earn my living, is how to get to work and things like that. So.
John, let me ask you this. So what is this kind of funny thing? Usually when you buy something, you get a bulk discount. Whereas what people sort of want, and from a macro planning side, is they want people who use less water to be charged less, per gallon, and people who use more water to be charged more, especially in places that are sort of droughty. But the system, the economic system, tends not to work that way. It tends to give bulk discounts for bulk users. But we hate bulk users of water.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? That's something that I've gone up against time and time again, petitioning my council to change. And that is, you know, there's kind of this like, oh, well, we believe in environmentalism, or we believe in conserving water, and we do live in a desert here by Las Vegas and southern Utah. It's very arid. We don't have limited resource. What are we going to do about this water? So therefore, every tier you use, the first 5,000 gallons, we're going to bill it really low at 90,000. That's about how much it takes to live on for a couple weeks. And then the next tier, we're going to do a dollar per 5,000 the next tier. So, you know, it goes up and up and up until where you get to the point where it's at twice the price for the same 1,000 gallons of water as it is for the first 1,000 gallons of water by the time you max those tiers. So that's how governments have kind of come in and said, or regulatory bodies said, hey, we're going to conserve water, we're going to conserve power, we're going to do this. And the more you use, we're going to charge you more because you take more to the grid, you take more filters, you take more infrastructure, you take more service on your meters, you take more meters, all those things. And so that's why you see some of those funny business going on. But I don't necessarily believe in that.
John, it's nice to hear that your compassion is there for these folks who are having a tough time, and I appreciate the story and the expertise tonight. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on, with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus, get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday the 2nd. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.